Now, today is the 24th of November, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Chloe Holmes. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning, Tom.
So, what have you learnt about today?
Well, on this day in 1642, Dutch explorer Abel Tasman discovered Van Diemen's Land, which is what we now know as Tasmania.
Considering his last name was Tasman, why did they go with Van Diemen's Land first?
Well, at the time of the discovery, it was named by the Dutch after the Governor General of the Dutch East Indies, Anthony Van Diemen, who was the one who originally ordered the exploration. It held the name until 1856, when the British renamed the island after the European explorer Tasman in order to remove the negative connotations of the word demon and to distance the land from its reputation as one of Australia's largest penal colonies.
Makes some sense. I just like the fact that it was named by the person who sat at home ordering people, bossing people around, while the person who actually went out and did the work didn't get any credit.
So not for a while, anyway.
Yeah. Is that surprising for such a small piece of land, though?
Well, it is kind of strange, but during the 1800s, the island of Tasmania served as the foremost of the Australian penal colonies for the British Empire. During this time, 75,000 convicts were transported to the island, which amounted to more than 40% of all the convicts that populated Australia at the time. The last Tasmanian penal colony was officially closed at Port Arthur in 1877.
Which makes it even more stranger that they wanted to distance themselves from its reputation as one of Australia's largest penal colonies, which indeed it was. Now, today's also a big day in science history, Chloe.
Yes, well, on this day in 1859, Charles Darwin published his Origin of Species, which detailed his theory of natural selection, which suggested that organisms who developed genetic variation suited the environment prospered and changed the species as a whole.
Now, revolutionary as it was, and still remains so today, it wasn't received well by a lot of people at the time.
Well, while most scientists embraced the theory that was rooted in the idea of organic evolution, as it provided a practical answer to many of the largest questions of biological science, many Orthodox Christians condemned the work as heresy. Darwin was originally put off of releasing his thesis, which was all but completed in 1844, because he was wary of its possible reception from a public that would not accept something that was so obviously contradictory to the Bible account of creation. Darwin was in the end buried beside royalty for his contribution to science, and his ideas are still central to the field of evolutionary study to this day.
Buried next to royalty, I'm not sure that that's a good enough prize, really, for dying and being so revolutionary in science. Now, is there anything that happened in music history today, Chloe?
Well, there's a sad one. On this day in 1991, Queen frontman Freddie Mercury died. He's most well known for his flamboyant stage performance and 4-octave vocal range as part of the band. And Mercury was both a vocalist and a songwriter, penning most of Queen's biggest hits, including Bohemian Rhapsody, Killer Queen, Somebody to Love, Don't Stop Me Now, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and We Are the Champions.
What were the circumstances of his death again?
Freddie Mercury died of AIDS after years of severely deteriorating health and a lot of media scandal. After publicly denying that he was suffering from the disease to protect the people closest to him, his partner Jim Hutton confirmed after his death that he was diagnosed in late April of 1987. So despite his attempts to protect his privacy in the years leading up to his death, he was actually featured quite heavily in tabloid press. He released a statement confirming that he had contracted the disease just 24 hours before his death and asking his friends and fans to take up the fight against AIDS in the future. As a bisexual man, many believe that Freddie Mercury could have been a great ambassador for AIDS awareness in his lifetime, although many have used his legacy for that purpose.
Thank you very much, Chloe.
Thank you.